season with income taxes, agenda paper 3. How are you multitasking? Craig, with a different technical hat on.
Yes. Okay, so agenda paper 3, we're going to discuss addresses how an entity determines the expected manner of recovery when measuring deferred tax for intangible assets with an indefinite useful life. Back in July 2016, the committee discussed this issue and simply decided not to add it to its agenda. The committee concluded that the requirements in IFRS standards provide an adequate basis to enable an entity to measure deferred tax on intangible assets with indefinite useful lives. And we received three comment letters, which you can find in Appendix B of the paper. Two of the respondents agreed with the committee's technical analysis and decision, and the final respondent agreed with the committee's decision not to add it to its agenda, but disagreed with the rationale and decision to prohibit the application of the requirements in paragraph 51b of IAS 12 finology. These concerns are outlined in paragraph 12 of our paper. We agree with the committee's tentative conclusions for the reasons outlined in paragraphs 13 to 18 of the paper. In particular, as noted in paragraph 17, we think it would be appropriate to apply requirements finology only if there are no other requirements which apply to the transaction. In this case, paragraphs 51 and 51A apply. Further, in applying these paragraphs, we think an entity may determine that the carrying amount of the asset will be recovered through sale based on specific facts and circumstances. In this case, the resulting consequence is similar to that required by paragraph 51B, but is determined by applying the requirements of 51 and 51A, and not by applying 51B finology. As a result of these arguments, we recommend finalising the agenda decision and the proposed wording of the agenda decisions outlined in Appendix A. I might ask you whether you agree with our recommendation to finalise the agenda decision.
Reinhardt?
I recognise I'm probably in a minority, and I suppose it's no surprise that I agreed with the KPMG comment. I guess the reason why I'm persuaded by the arguments in that comment letter is because the way I look at it is I see paragraphs 51 and 51A as providing the general principles in terms of how to determine and measure the deferred tax assets and liabilities, and it's the way you recover or settle the carrying amount. And the staff implies that 51B is an exception to the general principle, but I think the way I look at it is it's really just a practical expedient in applying the principles that are enunciated in BC6 of IS 12, where because you're not depreciating the land, there's inherently a presumption that you're not recovering the carrying amount through use. It's not being, the carrying amount is staying constant. It's not being recovered or diminished through use. And so as a practical expedient, I believe the board in BC6 says use the sale rate. And so I see similarly the argument to be made for indefinite life and tangible assets. I recognize indefinite life is not the same as infinite life, but yet in both cases, both are being used in operations, but yet the use of those assets in operations does not result in a diminution of the carrying amount of that particular asset. And so, as I say, in summary, 51 paragraphs 51 and 51A, I see as being the principle, 51B being a practical expedient, which I can be, which I believe the same logic that underlies for land applies to indefinite life, and that would be my view.
If it's helpful just to clarify, I think that in terms of what we were saying as staff, as I think we would agree with you that we think 51B is a practical expedient. We don't necessarily view that it was an exception. I just think that when we read, we think that was added by the board as a practical expedient. Expedia for a narrow fact pattern for non-depreciable assets measured using the revaluation model in IAS 16. So I think we don't necessarily view it as an exception. It is a practical expedient, but we just saw that it was written with a narrow focus. And therefore anything outside that narrow focus you would simply apply 51A.
Nobody else? No? So shall I ask the committee whether they agree with the staff's recommendation? Hands in the air. 11. And Mikhail?
Yes, I agree with the staff recommendation.
So that's 12.